Bon.
Stuart.
Hi, is Jerry there?
Speaking.
Hey Jerry, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to follow up with you on some finance offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. And
hey, can you hold on 1 second? I gotta catch this call real quick.
Okay.
All right. Right. Down. Hello. Hey, what's happening? Right. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. All right, cool, because he's wanting to be right either way. I'm like, what the hell? All right. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah, something like that. I know that I've had... Yeah. All right. Okay, that works. Okay. All right, thanks, Barry. Bye-bye. Jeez. Hello.
Hey. Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. I just got off the phone with Nancy, and she pointed me in your direction. And, yeah, we had the business, you know, pre-approved for some equipment financing and some working capital. Looks like about $250K. So I just want to circle back with you and see what you have in the pipeline where you guys, you know, might need some financing.
Okay. Yeah, that would, I don't know, is it easier for you? I don't have... my secretary's off till next week, but so I'm getting a little behind on phone calls and
okay.
stuff. But is there some way you can email me something, or would that be easier? Or?
Yeah, I mean, what's a good email for you?
Okay, my email is O-N-E.
Okay.
S-E-P.
P as in Paul?
Yes.
Okay.
T-I-C.
Okay.
M-A-N.
Okay.
At AOL.com.
At AOL.com.
So it says One Septic Man.
Yeah, One Septic Man at AOL.com.
All right.
Yeah, I'll go and I'll shoot you some, you know, information, but you got any, you know, projects coming up? Any big plans for growth for the business?
Yeah, I've got, here soon I'm going to be getting another truck, so it's...
Oh, okay.
That'll work.
Cool. Well, so are you adding on a truck, or are you...
just replacing one I don't like.
Oh, you don't like it?
No, it's always in the shop. It's a piece of crap, so it's got to go. It's time for another one.
I know. That's the worst. When they start breaking down, it feels like they just fall apart, right?
Well, the truck's not that old, not that many miles. It's just not a good truck, so we just have multiple
kind of truck
problems. Oh, yeah. It happens.
Yeah. What kind of truck was it? Was it a Ford or what?
International.
Oh, international. Okay.
Yeah, and a big truck.
Yeah, a big truck. So it's like a trailer or?
Yeah, it's just a truck with a tank on it, a tandem truck. So it's just always breaking down.
Yeah, it's always breaking down. No, I can see that.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the butt.
$4,000 or $5,000 each time, so it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is. That's a lot. Pretty high. $4,000 or $5,000
yeah.
each time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, when are you looking, you know, to add it on by?
It just depends on how things are going. I mean, we're real busy and I haven't had a chance, but within the next couple months, I would say.
The next couple months?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you just have, like, one, is this your only truck, or do you usually use multiple other ones as well?
Oh, I have, we have several vehicles and equipment and stuff
okay,
like
so
that.
So you can get by, you know, without having a right away.
Yeah.
Okay, and is there a vendor you know normally work with, or do you kind of?
Over the years, it's just been different people. It's not one in particular. I mean, I just bought a, back before the first, I bought a new excavator, and, golly, I can't even remember who the finance was on that one.
Oh, okay. But, you don't have, like, a strong relationship with any one vendor, it's just kind of where you find the deal. Best deal. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's just whatever machine that I like or whatever is going to be what I need, because, you know, not everybody's got the exact same, you know, size or different equipment does different things, so.
Yeah. Okay, and now with this, do you usually shop new, or are you looking for used?
I'm probably going to buy an older truck, because I've got some old Macs, and so I'm going to, I just have to find the right exact truck I'm looking for, because it's, they run better, they're easier on fuel, and they're just, they're a lot tougher than these new trucks just don't get it.
I know, it feels like they build them, especially all the electronics and stuff they put in them, it feels like it just is more of a headache, you know, when something goes wrong.
It is, it's, and you know, it's like say it's, they're in and out of the shop, nothing's built heavy anymore, and it's just,
yeah,
you're paying $150,000 for a tank truck that's, you drive
crazy.
It 4 years and it's basically falling to pieces and breaking down. It's like, what in the world? So.
Yeah, exactly. And that, and so they cost around $150. Is that like used or is that brand new?
New.
Yeah.
If you, you know, they're usually about $150 new, but again, you can, you know, I've got another truck that I'm actually going to take the tank off, so that saves about $45,000 right there.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you're just going to keep the tanks and then just transfer them over?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's great. That's where you can do that. Okay, and how long have you been in business for?
Oh, God, we've been in business for, my dad had it before me, and I just took over all of it. I mean, I'm 50, I'd say 60 years.
Oh, wow, 60 years.
Yeah, something like that.
So it's been, like, handed down through the family, kind of passed along? That's cool. It's really cool. It's a traditional business, family business. That's really cool. And you know, how would you kind of rate your credit? Are you like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Probably good.
Good.
I believe.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I mean, we have, you know, programs that work with Creditiers ADD. And yeah, I know you've, you know, done financing before. So have you ever had trouble in the past, kind of finding financing? Or are you?
No.
No. Okay. Great. And yeah, I mean, we do, you know, equipment financing is our bread and butter. Terms are, you know, 2 to 5 years. It's like your typical car loan, monthly payments. And, you know, typically rates start in the, you know, low, mid, single digits on up, you know, depending on what you look like on paper. But yeah, I mean, what I can do, I can, you know, send you, you know, an application. It's a real simple process. It'd be a one-page app. And, I mean, do you have, like, a general cost? I mean, so you say it'd be, like, you're going to subtract 40 from those tanks, right? So what's, like, the base cost of the car or the trucks?
I mean, the prices on used trucks are all over the place. It's anywhere from 40 to 50,000 usually.
40, 50. What are you looking for? Like, what would...
I'm just looking for an in particular year truck, and everything I've found is not what I'm looking for. So I'm just still in the process of looking.
Yeah, just looking. Okay, you know, it's no problem. You don't have, you know, an exact quote or invoice. We can still see, you know, what we could get you approved for, as long as you have, like, a typical range. Like, so 40, 50 would be fine. And, yeah, it's that way you can kind of shop with confidence, you know, and see what you'd be looking at through us. And, yeah, I only need one page app. It'd be 4 months bank statements, just because they evaluate the cash flow of the business, and your most recent tax return. 2014 is fine if you don't have 2015 yet. And yeah, I'll go ahead and, you know, I'll shoot you over that application and just the list of documents we'll need. The one septicman at AOL.com.
Yes.
Okay. And you know, when's a good time to kind of follow up with you?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be fine. Probably next week sometime.
Probably this week.
I'm just covered up.
Yeah, I know. You said you're kind of buried. You guys, so do you guys do more like do you have contract work coming in all the time, or is it more like...
Yeah, we've got contract, steady contracts, and we do residential, and it's a mix of things.
And it's a mix
so
of things.
So we install, pump, and repair. So we do about everything that's involved with septic systems.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, well, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over that. You know, when do you think you could, you know, have everything ready and sent over to me?
Probably next week sometime.
Next week?
Early next week.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Well, I'll go ahead and shoot you over that app along with the list of documents we'll need, and I'll circle back with you next week.
Sounds good.
All right, Jay. Well, thanks for your time, and yeah, I look forward to talking to you.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.